Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Pick 6 coming up on the final hour of the program. We're live here at Centennial Sportsplex, back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Our show presented by Corecion CBD, products curated for life. Don't forget to check out our NFL Game of the Week, which is brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Our game this week will be the Browns and the Chargers. Kickoff is set for 3:05 p.m. So if you're looking for something to listen to after the Titans-Jags game, check out the Browns and the Chargers.
That's going to be a good one.
I agree.
I think that'll be a really good one.
I think the Chargers are going to win.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Line's really low, right? Like 1 or 2?
Yeah. According to my friends at BetMGM, it is 2.5.
2.5 Chargers,
yep.
Or Browns?
Chargers.
Chargers are favored by 2.5.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
There he is.
Ah, look at this guy.
Good timing.
The captain.
The captain, Roman Josi, has made his way to the table.
It's good to actually see him
in person. Wow. I don't know if he feels the same way.
Properly.
But, you know, we feel good about seeing you. You may not feel
too,
that way about
too.
Us.
I feel great about it.
Hey, by the way, congratulations. I'm sure that was a tough decision for your where you're from, Switzerland, to choose you to represent them. But nonetheless, great honor.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It is. It's awesome. I mean, I got the chance to play once, so
yeah,
it was fun.
Also, Roman, you can illustrate this. The Swiss program, the number of guys in the league, just the way that the whole country has progressed in hockey is really amazing over the last few years.
Yeah, it has been. It really has been. I mean, I don't know, like looking back when I was, 14 playing in Switzerland juniors and stuff, the only guy we really had was Mark Streit, right? We had a couple goalies before, so it's pretty cool to see how many guys play in the NHL now and how competitive we've been in the World Championships in the past, too.
How was your off season?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's really good, yeah.
Anything different going on this off season?
Yeah, a little bit.
than others?
Yeah. No, spent a lot of time with my family, obviously, and we went back to Switzerland the first time for my son Luca to go back to Switzerland. Met a lot of my family because they couldn't come over during the pandemic. So it was pretty cool to have him meet everyone.
So how's it being a dad?
It's good. It's great. We've been lucky. He's good. He's sleeps really well.
Really?
Yeah. He's almost 8 months now. So he's
crawling.
He's not crawling yet.
Okay.
But I think he's getting there. So but he's getting a lot more personality, and he's interacting a lot more, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're in that window now where the crawling, walking, you're in, like, the next 4 months.
Yeah.
All that's going to come fast.
Yeah, I know. That's what I heard. Like you hope they're crawling soon, but then once they crawl, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I like that when you couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's a game changer once they get going. So what? Now that you're back and you look around and some different teammates, you know, what do you think? Obviously, you guys are younger, but – let's just start with a guy that you played alongside for a long time, Ryan Ellis, no longer in the mix.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, there's some guys who've been here, like Ellie, for a long time, and they're not here anymore. So it's a little bit of a different look, and but it's exciting. I mean, we got a lot of young guys, who have to prove something, like getting a new role, getting a bigger role, and it's been an exciting camp. It's been a lot of fun.
Did you feel like it? You know, it rubbed off on you guys last year. Just, you know, the young guys bring a different energy. You know how that is. You've been there.
Yeah, for sure. I think last year especially, I mean, we had so many injuries. So many guys stepped in and played really well. And I kind of it was kind of the turning point of our season when all those young guys came in. I think it's always good. They bring a lot of energy. It's kind of a different feel in the room a little bit, and that's why I think we're all excited for this year.
What about playing alongside a guy like Carrier, who, you know, got his opportunity, made the most of it last year, and here he is playing big minutes, and he's playing big minutes with you last year.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he's such a good player, and he's always been a really good player. I mean, every camp before that he came to, he was always one of those guys where you're like, wow, this guy's really good. And I think it was just a matter of time for him to take that next step and be a regular in the NHL. And last year was his chance, and he took full advantage of it. And I mean, I love playing with him. He's a great player.
Another one of those long time faces, Roman, we were talking about last week when we were here. It's still going to take some getting used to, right? Not seeing 35 around.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you've ever known since you've been here.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, he's been here since I got here, and not just been here, right? He's such a huge part of this organization. So much success with him, and he was the backbone of this organization for so long. So it's definitely different not having him around. And he's in a good place. He's happy, and I think that's what matters most. But we definitely miss him here.
You had to experience something over the last 18 months, really, that you've never gone through. We've talked so much about the atmosphere and playing in front of the fans and all that went away. Now that it's starting to feel back like that again, you have to believe that's going to help. But what was it like going through the no fans, a little bit of fans?
You know what? It was in the beginning, it was I think you're excited for the season, right? The first couple games, you're just playing. But then after a while, you start missing the fans. Because I think once we had fans back, that's when you realize how different it is with fans in the building. And it makes the game so much more fun. And so we're all glad that fans are back this year, for sure.
We're talking to Captain Roman Josi. And Roman, it's been interesting to watch. You guys won 20 out of your last 28. That series with the Hurricanes, the last four games go to overtime, is really tight. And yet, here we are this year. You look around the league, there's not a lot of hype. I'm looking at really more from the outside, predictions and things like that. I'm just curious how you guys view that. You know, there's a little bit of, I don't want to say lack of respect, but expectations are a little bit lower. How do you try to channel that? Because as you said, I think I see a real confident young group here.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think it's just with all the changes we had, obviously our team looks a little bit different. And but you know what? It's I think the last couple of years, a lot of times we were one of the favorites. Obviously, the outside, the expectations from the outside were a little higher, and I think it's a little different this year. But it doesn't change how we look at our team. Like you said, I thought we played really well towards the end of the season, and we had some really good games, and even that playoff series, we had a really tight series against a great team. So there's definitely a lot of confidence in our room, and we're excited for the season.
One thing that is very apparent watching you guys, and it's happened gradually over the last couple of years, is the size of the team. You know, I used to look at Ryan Johansson. He was one of the bigger guys out there. But, I mean, there's just one guy after another. When you look at Myers and Glass and Janot and McCarron's out there, the team has just gotten a lot bigger. So how does that affect what you guys can do out there? Because there's a lot of different layers to that.
Yeah. Well, I think it affects a lot. I mean, I think you saw it last year that I think especially that fourth line, the way they played, I mean, it's tough to play against for teams. I mean, they're physical, they're fast, they're always in your face. And I think especially like me playing as a D-man, if you have to play against those guys all the time, it wears you down because they keep hitting you. They're always on you. They never stop. So it's I think that was a big reason last year too. Our physicality went up a lot, and I think you saw it in the results.
How do you feel like since John Hines has come in, there was definitely a desire, especially after, you know, he took over midstream, to have more of this identity that you have. And it seems like now you're starting off with the identity, which is a little bit different than what you've experienced before. But now that you have it set, you know, what do you see going forward that? Because you've played in a totally different system before.
Yeah. I think it took a little bit for us to find our identity. I think we were a little bit lost for a while there, and just having that camp now too. I mean, coach never had a real camp with us, right? We only had the quick camp before the bubble, and then like a quick camp before the last season too. So we really had a lot of time to work on things, and get a couple preseason games. So I think once we started winning, once we started playing a certain way, that's where we found our identity, and we definitely want to keep that up.
Do you notice that there's a little bit of a different mentality from other teams, whereas maybe when you weren't as physically as imposing as a line, as a team as you are now, that teams might approach you differently with the physicality part of it? Is there a little more reluctance?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
from the other team.
I think so. I think teams definitely look at us a little bit different. I think every time you go up against a physical team, and I think we are one of the more physical teams in the league, you're in for a long night. It's going to be a tough night. There's no room out there. It's going to be physical. So I think teams definitely have to prepare for that.
We're talking to Roman Josi, Predators captain, here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And, you know, the opponents you're going to have a full 82-game schedule again. But how do you feel about being back in the real Central Division after last year?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, obviously a lot of teams we play a lot in the past, and a lot of rivalries we have with some teams. And I think just in general, getting back to a normal schedule, playing 82 games is nice. I mean, I think everybody kind of missed it. It's fun. It's fun to play those teams for a while, but I think after you play them 8 or 10 times, you kind of want to play other teams. You want to go to a different city, and I think it'll be a lot more fun.
Did it feel like we all had fun covering last year's division because you guys played so much? Did it kind of get to feel like after the third or fourth time, it felt like a playoff series just because you knew each other so well?
Yeah, a little bit. I think the more you play teams, the more you kind of start building these rivalries within the team, even like different players you play against a lot, and obviously things happen within games, so you get a chance to play them again the next two days. There's definitely some bad blood once in a while too, and it definitely feels like a little bit of a playoff series last year, and just by playing those guys so many times.
So they asked you about Carrier and playing with him, and you had gone through that when playing next to Shea and stuff and early in your career, but somebody like Davies that got a cup of coffee here last year, he's had a good camp. What have you seen out of him?
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he's unbelievable with the puck. He's very skilled, great skater. Looks really confident with the puck out there. And even him last year, I mean, whenever he stepped in, he was great. And he did the same thing this year in camp. So, I think he's similar to Carrier, like an unbelievable player, and really, really took advantage of his chance last year.
With those young guys, as the captain, as a veteran, as all those things, how do you go about trying to mentor and teach, but also letting them, you know, do like you did and kind of learning on their own?
Yeah, I think that's important. I think especially as a defenseman, when you come into the league, you're kind of trying to find your game, and you're trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work for you. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of time, but obviously I think as a captain, I want to make sure I'm there and leading by example. If they have any questions, obviously, I'm happy to help them. But I think, like you said, it's important for them to figure out themselves, and that's what I had to do. I think you come into the league, it takes a little bit because it's a different game, and everything is a little bit different, and you kind of got to find your game.
Okay, I have one more baby question as we wrap this up, because you're bilingual, obviously. How do you go about that with him? Like, do you speak multiple languages around him?
I try to. I try to speak Swiss German whenever I'm alone with him. And obviously, it's a little tougher. My wife doesn't speak Swiss German. It's such a hard language to learn. But I definitely want him to speak it. And whenever I'm alone with him, I try to speak Swiss to him. But it'll take some time because it's, like I said, it's a pretty hard language to learn.
Because you speak how many languages?
I speak 2 or 3. I mean, I speak Swiss German and regular German, but we kind of grew up speaking German. But Swiss German is tough because it's not really a written language. It's just kind of a dialect, but it's a really strong dialect. So
Southern.
Yeah, even more. Like it's actually funny because we speak German, but Germans don't really understand when we speak Swiss German because it's so different. So so it's tough. You kind of just only learn it by talking.
Sure. So when you're raised in school, were you learning English all the way through? Is that sort of the customary thing?
We learned French first.
French first.
Yeah, okay. Because Switzerland, obviously, there's a French part. So a lot of people speak French. So we learned French first, and then we started learning English a little bit later. But we speak German in school, like, right away. Like, everything on TV is German. We speak Swiss German to each other, but everything in school, like, right when you start, is German.
What about English? When did you start to learn English? What age?
Like fifth grade. I probably was, like, 12, 13, maybe.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to be thinking about all these things. It's so different here where you're, you know, we don't do that here. Yeah. A lot of people think we should. You know, you should start learning another language when you're young like that. It makes it a lot easier to learn, I think, when you're that age.
Yeah, it does. And Switzerland, obviously, like, I drive 20 minutes outside of Bern, and people speak French, so you're really close within other languages, so it makes sense to learn it when you're young.
Interesting. Last thing real quick, Roman. There's been a lot of cross-checking calls in the preseason. They're trying to change that up. You've been used to playing a certain way your whole career. Now they're trying to take an element away. How tough is that adjustment going to be? Things you were able to do in the past, you can't do it.
It's definitely a little different, I think, especially as a D-man. I mean, you're playing against some big guys, strong guys, so, like, the cross-check is always helps to get them off balance a little bit, but I think they're just trying to – they don't want those big cross-checks anymore, right, like when you extend your arms. So I think you just have to adjust a little bit and just, give them little cross-checks, I guess. But it's definitely going to be a little tougher as a D-man.
Thanks for doing this. Good to see you in
person.
No problem. We'll see you in the regular season.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks, Roman.
All right, that is the captain, Roman Josi, here at Centennial Sports Park. We will come back. Final hour. Pick six. That's coming up next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.